Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our assignment from yesterday. Deeds of kindness are equal in weight to all the commandments. We're deeply programmed that what is important in life is greatness, the best, the biggest, the most, and of course everything fails to meet those conditioned standards. Because of that conditioning, we often fail to notice the small things that truly make a difference in our lives. An act of kindness is equal in weight to all that the voices say we must be spiritually. To drop ego standards, do a deed of kindness, and experience the spiritual heft of kindness. Take a measure of that weight by recording and listening.
Lovely.
Lovely. It's amazing how much an act of kindness adds energy.
Yes, and how much an act of unkindness takes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, hi. It's Anna in England. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Anna. How come you're not on an airplane?
And not yet. Very soon, though. Very soon.
Very soon. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
All right. What are you seeing?
I've loved this quote. I've loved all of the quotes. They've all been so wonderful, and I've loved all of the kindness ones in particular. So what I've been seeing is I love it that it's I don't know, for me it came through as deeds of kindness are equal in weight to all the commandments, sort of all the tiny little things that we do and that everybody else does, and that's mm-hmm. lots and lots of little steps, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I've seen that. For example, I think that one of the things that maybe it reminded me of the starfish story on the beach,
yes.
where the starfish are all stranded and then somebody's trying to put them back in the sea, and somebody says, "Why are you doing that? You'll never do that." And the person says, "Well, it makes a difference to that starfish, you know." And
yes.
that starfish is a being, as are we all.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yeah. And what you're pointing at, I think, is so important, because conditioning will get people to the place of, it's just overwhelming. I mean, there's so much wrong, there's so much suffering, there's so much to do, it's just impossible, so don't do anything. And that story
yeah.
and what you're pointing at is, well, it makes a difference for this person, for this creature.
Yeah.
So if this is all I can do, then that's the all that I am going to do.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all that we can do in that moment anyway. So
yes. Oh, great. There's the biggest truth of all, right? It wouldn't matter if I could make a difference for everything in the world. In this moment, this is what is possible to do. So who knows
yeah.
over time what will happen, but in this moment, there's just this. That is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when one is being kind, those so what we're giving out, I've found my experiences is it comes straight back to me. So those lovely feelings, I get them immediately as well. They're in me, and it's the fastest way to get out of ego.
Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, ego would say, well, you're just doing that for selfish reasons. And then we could say,
yeah.
yes, I am. Well, I'm doing this, first of all, for this human, and then from there, for whoever else benefits.
Yeah, because you don't realize at the time, because there is, of course, that thing where you could be plotting and planning, like I don't know, like Macbeth or something. If I do this, then I'll get this. But the when you actually, what my discovery is when you actually really do that thing, I just think it's shocking and amazing how that feeling instantly hits you straight away. It's not even a later. It's not, tomorrow I'll get the rewards. It's straight away.
Right there, yes. It's they're one action, in quotes, right? They're one thing. They're giving, receiving. Giving.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think, well, where else is it going? And it's all great. And all these acts of kindness, all these little ones all swirling about somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're all benefiting.
That's lovely, that idea of, well, what are we doing here that could be, benefiting something far away or even, far into the future. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been lovely, really lovely. And, of course, it is a beautiful spring day, really gorgeous.
It all works so nicely together, doesn't it? Just tosses us right into that gratitude.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, see you soon.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Anna. It is wonderful to live in that context of non-separation where kindness is, it's not that we're kind to somebody, it's just that we are kind, and the process of kindness then permeates the entire context of our experience.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Kindness is. Right? Mm-hmm. We are in kindness. Just as we talk about being in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Lovely.
Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashwini and Sherry. This is Margaret.
Hey, hello, Margaret.
Hi. Well, that was just a wonderful exchange. And I can go right to that. I think because I was very identified the day before that, for half the day, I sort of fell into a hole of not getting what I wanted.
We all know those.
And it was like it was really like there was no access to the two sentence rule. It was like I was so clear about that, and that even one sentence was, enough. But I don't know. It just felt like I couldn't get stopped. Got mesmerized. And what I came to yesterday was still this place that feels like a kindness to this person when I remember it, which is that, to this being in everybody, which is that everything in life is a gift, no matter how it looks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one, and it felt like the kindness, the heft of all the kindnesses is a big one, too, mainly in the sense of, having come off of that experience or from that experience being so close that it just really reminded me of where I want to be with my attention.
Yes, what can happen to us when not? That without getting urgent or tense about it, we really can't allow ourselves to go to sleep a bit because there will be really unfortunate consequences for ourselves. And as we were just talking in the last conversation, for everyone, right? Because everything affects everything.
Yeah, and you know, the most amazing image just came to me of a loose cannon on the deck on the ship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we can say loose cannon, and that doesn't seem, those words just don't seem that alarming. But when you think about a cannon that is loose on the deck of a ship, that's an alarming image.
Well, it's involving everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great danger to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just remembering that everything is a gift is it's really going back to the ship, like an anchor almost.
Yeah. Well, certainly, anyway, yes, I'm right there with you. That's the kind of thing that we get first intellectually, and then we grow into, right? That one about the questions and the answers that we had, the quote from the other day, we grow into that clarity with time. Right? Because in the beginning, if you said that to somebody who has no interest in awareness practice at all, and you said everything in life is a gift, they would just think you were nuts, right?
Yeah.
But that occurs to us, and we begin to experience that, and we grow into that understanding. We get to the point from our own experience of realizing the truth of that, right? And then what you're saying is the difficulty after that is remembering it. We know it, but we can still get bamboozled, right? We can still get hooked into an orientation where we temporarily forget that that's the case. This one thing that's happening right now, no. This is not a gift. I don't like it. I don't want it. This is not it.
Right.
And that's kind of practice in a nutshell, isn't it? Where we stay with it and stay with it and stay with it until we reach that point of clarity again and realize that we have received another gift, a big gift, and we're grateful for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I must say, I am so grateful for this show and for showing up, for the opportunity to show up and be with everything that's shared. I mean, the wonder of the snowflakes all nestling in together. And the, and just going along for the ride. Just all these wonderful experiences that are shared.
That's so that grateful. Favorite image of ours, right, of the Canada geese and the drafting, right? That sometimes it feels like, I've got the energy to be leading the charge. Come on, guys. And then sometimes I like to fall back here to the back and be carried a little bit. And that's the beauty of Sangha.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you
much. It is. Thank you, Margaret.
Bye.
Thank you, Margaret. It is so true, you know, Sherry, that the same is what we're talking about with Anna, that it's the context that we're in. When there's nothing wrong, sometimes we have the energy to carry, and sometimes the energy is to be allowed to be carried. And I think it's so marvelous that we could experience both without one of them being wrong.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So that is perhaps, so if we have those spiritual realizations, that's way up there in the top whatever, right? That even though I don't like it, I don't want it, everything in me and everything I've ever been taught is this is not okay, this is wrong, this shouldn't be happening, this is proof that God does not in fact love me, to get to that place of every gift is of equal value. There's nothing wrong with any of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it seems that the glory of that, of all that is to be all that is. Right? To have every experience.
Yes. Yes, rather than this one I like and this one I don't like. Not that it's not okay to like and dislike. Of course, that there's nothing wrong with that. It's growing into the realization that liking and disliking profoundly misses the point.
Yes, exactly. So it was the peace quote from Carl Jung this morning, right, that the conversation about self and other just obscures the realization or the recognition that observer and observed are one. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Hello, Rita.
Hi. Yes, I love all of these shows every day. There's so much to take in. And on the kindness, I have a question. I once saw a raccoon in my backyard on a night of the full moon, and the raccoon, I imagine it was eating a bunch of termites and was pretty happy about that, and it stood up on its hind legs and did a jig in the moonlight. This was awesome, just awesome. And then another night, I saw a big raccoon walking across my patio, and I had the screen door closed, and I decided to, you know, see if I could show dominance. And so I roared or growled or something at the raccoon, and I imagined it would run away. It did not run away. I was standing up. I was bigger than it was, but it charged toward the screen door. And I was so glad that the screen door was closed. And so my point is, a wild animal can be full of joy, but when its boundaries are being crossed and when that joy is being interrupted, it will turn around and stake its claim. So I have a person who I work with who is very negative, and she projects a lot of negativity personally. Now, my choice is to go the, quote, kind route and have compassion for her, realize she's projecting, not take it personally, or do I roar a little bit? Do I set a boundary? Do I shake her off her axis a little bit like a yogi might do?
No. You don't.
Okay.
How's that?
Good. Straight up, Sherry.
Yeah, and I'll actually tell you the reason for it.
Okay, good. Yeah,
the reason for it is premeditated. It's coming from a conditioned place, just as your interaction with the raccoon was. It was coming from an identified ego place. And when we are coming from that place, then there is no mastery. There is, so people will say to me, it's happening right now. So let me ask you, so what would happen if, and my response is, there are only hypothetical answers to hypothetical questions. Okay, and that's what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So, well, in this situation, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't matter. It's going to be identified and from ego, and you'll get to see whatever it is that you get to see. But there's no mastery.
Mm-hmm.
Mastery happens in the moment, and it's not done to teach people lessons or to have a particular outcome or accomplish something. It's because it's life given in whatever moment in which it arises.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is also hypothetical, but if a child is throwing a fit.
Rita, we're not going there.
Okay.
We're just not going there. The answer is the same.
So just take a moment and let life guide.
Our work is to get into the present.
Right.
That's our job as practitioners of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're focused on. Not worrying about the past and not worrying about the future or what should we do or what about this or what about that. That's just not our job.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks. Good. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rita. You know, again, Cherry, I mentioned this in group recently, that there's always a choice point. And in front of the monastery, as you head to it, there's a fork in the road. One says center with an arrow, and the other says no Zen traffic. And it's the choice we make in every month.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. I find it so comforting that there's just one thing we have to practice.
Yes. Yes. We're
getting
just
here.
Being here. That's right. We don't have to know. We don't have to understand. We don't have to anything. Our job is to the best of our ability, be here. Get here, stay here, be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All will be revealed.
All will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have time for another caller. Here's our next caller.
Oh,
you're now
good.
Live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Jan in Fremont.
Hey, Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Well, I'm just feeling such tremendous gratitude. What was just said about, you know, the simplicity of all we have to do is be here right now. And what Project Joy is doing is giving, what I'm experiencing is giving us something every day to focus on to practice just that. And everything everyone has said felt like, yes. I mean, I just, I want to be going, yes, 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 on the first couple calls of just that experience, because that's what it's taking us to, and it's such a gift because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that reminder. So I think it's in Island by Aldous Huxley, where the parrots say, "Pay attention, pay attention." and I thought, wouldn't that be handy if we had those around with us? You know, maybe one that travels on our shoulder that just says, "Pay attention." What a help! And that's kind of what this is like. Right? And all of the things we have, you know, Jen's famous for writing things on her hand. And we do the twist ties and, you know, all of those, make signs and put them on your desk. Whatever it is, make the recordings and set the alarm to listen to the record. You know, all of those tools that are the equivalent, probably, easier ultimately than a parrot. And that help us to remember how simple it is. Just here.
Yes. And what I'm experiencing is, well, of course, what I'm hearing all the time from the conditioned thinking is that, you know, it's not that simple. And let me just show you.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that
you think it's simple? Try this.
Well, the thing that I am just marveling at all, as we continue through the year, is how I'm able, as I focus on whatever the daily focus is, that it leaves no room for conditioning. And so when it does come up in conversation and sensation, whatever it is, it's really apparent. And if it isn't really, it will become really apparent, because I get to see that my body, energy, and my feelings tell me where I am, you know?
Yes, 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 yes. And, of course, what conditioning has always counted on in the past, and still does in a lot of places, let's face it, is get us alone, get us isolated, and then for extended periods of time be brainwashing us, right? Just constantly talking to us about what's wrong and what's missing and all of those kinds of things, so that that becomes reality for us.
Yeah.
And now we're here. We're together. We're together every day. And we have all these tools and techniques that we use so that we're not isolated. We're not separated from the rest of the geese. We stay together. We fly together. And this becomes reality, being here and being present. So as you say, when that comes in, it's an image just dropped in that's very it has to do with a punch bowl. And I'm not going to say the entire image, but it's one of those things that is so alarmingly out of place that we catch on to it immediately.
Yes, and it's happening, at least for me of late, it's just happening over and over again. And things that I don't know another way to say it right now, but that I thought were real, that I believed, are just being completely exposed. And it's not like they fall away immediately, because they keep coming up, but I'm seeing them for what they are, and I know where to turn. I've been and there's guidance of what I can focus on that day. Anyway, thank you.
Yes. That it's a powerful practice that we are so fortunate to have available to us. You know, people will lament technology and what technology is doing to people, and I'm sure it's true, you know, that there are many ways in which it is not our friend, and it can be used in ways that are very, very beneficial for awareness practice.
Oh, my gosh,
We are the beneficiaries of that, yeah?
Well, it just feels like a huge blessing. And thank you to all that make it possible. And just I guess I keep wanting for myself, I have to keep acknowledging the willingness to show up, because that's part of it. Think of it as a willingness. It's all. It isn't mine. It isn't, you know, it's just the willingness. And
the willingness, which is one of those places, again, of gratitude, right? Because you don't remember a time in your life where you said, you know, what I'm choosing as one of my dominant characteristics is willingness. I know I didn't make that choice, right? It just happens to be there. Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway. Thank you all.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jan. It's what we always say, right, Sherry, that it takes everybody. If there isn't a person who's calling into the radio show and willing to talk about their experience, there is no radio show.
Exactly. Which is an encouragement for the people who are there going, no, listening to that, those voices that say, you can't do it, it's too scary, it's too hard, no, to grab that 20 seconds of insane courage, is that what it's called? And put yourself in the queue and tell us what's going on. Because you're right, it's the participation that makes it possible. Otherwise, it's just me and thee. We would bore ourselves and one another in a big hurry if it was just the two of us day after day having these it's very lovely to have as many participants as we can have.
Yes, it sets the context, the same thing that Anna was pointing at the beginning of the show, that we all get to partake of the kindness when we're all kind.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes,
so we all partake of the wisdom that emerges because it's the wisdom of everybody participating.
Yes. Yes. And go ahead. That what?
Well, there was such a lovely line from Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh that you're not accidental. that existence will miss you if you if you're not there. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. I was just taking that in. That's so powerful. That is a message that ego really doesn't want us to have. The ego is not a benefit to anybody, but authenticity is essential. Everyone's authenticity. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. What's tomorrow going to be?
Oh, today is one of my
today?
Favorite
we get to do today even before tomorrow?
That's right. In fact, we get to do today first. Now first. Isn't that wonderful?
That is very wonderful.
Osneya, climb Mount Fuji, but slowly, slowly.
Oh, my favorite quote of all time.
Yes, mine too. And look at this assignment. Today.
Okay, now wait. Read the quote. Climb Mount Fuji. Slowly.
Today, go at your own pace, the pace that brings you peace. Being out of step with life is stressful, which is why the voices want to keep us in a conversation of so much to do, so little time to do it. Take a page from the snail that climbs Mount Fuji. Find your rhythm as you go about your daily tasks, and above all, practice enjoying the journey. Perhaps the snail travels slowly because it's enjoying the journey. Gordon, listen.
So, Ashwini, that quote is for me. This is how I know God loves me. Okay?
Yes,
this is the first day of the Socratic email class where I'm going to spend many, many, many hours with my computer. And I had it had dropped in earlier. You know, I want to do one of the batches of responses and then do some prostrations or do some yoga and meditate between each of the, you know, I was getting my whole little snail Mount Fuji thing lined up. So I'm really grateful for this reminder today.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be in whole mind. We were just having that discussion yesterday with the monastery and getting geared up for the retreat season.
Yeah. Good. All right. And so with the perseverance and the dedication and the willingness, as Dan pointed out, of the snail making that journey up Mount Fuji, here we go.
Here we go. All right, everybody take care and go happy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Ashwini. Go happy.
Go happy.